Maseches Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 4-5. Fascinating Mishnah. We had said on the one hand that the reason why the Am Haaretz is not relied upon regarding his tithing is not because he's a liar, but simply because he doesn't really appreciate the nuances of the tithing process, and therefore we don't trust him necessarily just because he says it was tithed properly, and we have reason to believe he didn't do it right. On the other hand, we have a general principle, which is if a person is not believed to do something properly with respect to himself, so you can't rely upon him for your own purposes, like, so to speak, we'll call it the hypocrite rule. If a person isn't strict about something for himself, you can't rely upon him to be strict for you. So here the case is a fascinating setup. We put those two principles at loggerheads, and we say, what happens if you ask your friend who isn't Naaman to go and purchase for you from someone who is Naaman? On the one hand, do we say he's not a liar and you can believe him? Or on the other hand, do we say, listen, since not properly tithed food is presumably good enough for him, he'll just give that to you anyways and mess you up, and therefore you shouldn't rely upon him. And therefore the Mishnah says, Ha'omer l'misha eino ne'eman al ha'maisras, if you request from someone who's not relied upon regarding maisras, and you say, kachli m'misha hu ne'eman u misha hu ma'aser, you say, please go and purchase some food for me at the market and get it from someone who can be relied upon regarding trumas and maisras. There is a double lashon here. It's repetitive. It says ne'eman. It says mimishu ne'eman and also mishu ma'aser. There's a question why the double lashon. What's the difference between the two cases being ne'eman and being manu ma'asers? And there are different pshatim given. None of them really change the pshat in the Mishnah, and the bartender doesn't even address the issue. So let's just say one pshat and leave it at that, which is, let's say, ne'eman regarding tumah and tahara and ma'aser regarding the proper tithing. There are other pshatim. The point is, you've asked your eino ne'eman friend, your friend who's not relied upon with respect to his own food to be tithed, to purchase food for you from someone who is relied upon, and he comes back and says, I did what you asked. Can you rely upon him, your friend, to purchase the food from a salesperson who you would have trusted? The answer is no, you cannot. Eino ne'eman. The friend who went to pick the stuff up for you can't be relied upon, because the fear is he'll just pick it up from anybody, and then if you kind of call him out on it and catch him, he'll say, oh, well, as far as I was concerned, that person is Naaman, that person is reliable. If you don't want to be relying upon him, that's your problem, but I think he is reliable. So since he can't really be, he can wiggle out of the awkward situation and sort of the reputational jeopardy he's in, you can't rely upon him. However, since if you kind of can pin him down and say, Me'ish Ploni, you tell your friend, please pick up bread for me at such and such a bakery. And that being the case, you've specified exactly where the food should be purchased. And if your friend claims he did it, he kind of will be, caught out in the line tomorrow when you go to the bakery and say, oh, that was delicious bread my friend bought from you yesterday. Since a person is, careful not to lose his reputation, in such a case, hareze ne'eman, you then can rely on the friend who's in or ne'eman to purchase the food on your behalf, because he's not going to lie explicitly, and he's not going to find a way to wiggle out of it, because, he's attesting to you that he did purchase from a particular place which you requested. Now, the Mishnah says a fascinating middle case. What happens if you tell him, your friend, please purchase for me bread from a particular bakery, which is relied upon regarding tithes? And halach likach mimenu, he goes to do your bidding and buy from that particular bakery. But then, v'amar lo, when he comes back, he says, lo matzas, if I couldn't find that particular bakery open, v'lakachti lach ma'acher shu ne'eman, but I got it from some other person who is equally reliable regarding tithing. So can you rely upon him then? The answer is, eino ne'eman, no, you can't, because again, if it would have been a particular bakery, you could have called him out. But now that he's saying it's someone else who's Naaman, if you essentially call him out on it, he again will have that wiggle room and say, oh, I made a mistake regarding who I bought it from, and I didn't realize, and it was reliable to me, etc. And therefore, you cannot rely upon his testimony if it's not from a particular person where his particular reputation is on the line. Consistent with that, the Rajpa paskins that if you would tell your friend, buy from me bread from someone who's Naaman, but you don't specify who. But when your friend comes back, he says, I bought it from such and such a baker. He specifies a particular baker, and that baker is Naaman. Then you can rely on your friend because he sort of put his reputation on the line. He specified who he bought it from, and he can get caught out in a lie. And since a person would allow himself to lose his reputation over it and get caught out, he can be believed. That at least is how the Rajba paskins.